question this for a second. Well, your room is so cool. How is it so nice in here? My room's like a fucking sauna. No, yeah, I'm just gonna stand here for a few seconds because I've been trying to fall asleep for the last hour and my room is literally boiling me alive. Yeah, let's take a seat. Let me just cool down in your room real quick. Yeah, I mean, I know you got one more window than me, but I don't know, I swear. There's like nothing coming out of my vents. Like, something's broken, because your room is significantly better. Okay, fuck it, I'm just gonna sleep in your bed tonight. No, yeah! Shut up! Move over! I'm sleeping in your fucking room. Okay, well, might I remind you that the reason I don't have a fan anymore is because someone had the genius idea to stuff a sheet of paper in there? Like, I don't know what you... Yeah, I saw that it was a letter from your ex. I don't know. Were you trying to shred it? What? Okay, I can't say I've heard of that before, so A plus for originality, I guess, but... No. You broke my fan, so... You have to pay the price. Oh my god. Get these blankets off. Jeez. Oh my god. Oh, even your mattress is so cold. I'm gonna cry. Sweet relief. Shut up. Don't call me dramatic. You're dramatic. Whatever. Whatever. Call me a drama queen all you want. If you think I'm exaggerating that much, you can go ahead and sleep in my room, and I'll see how you like it. Yeah, no, be my guest. You are fully welcome to my bed and my room and fucking anything in it. That's what I thought. Okay, move over. I don't want any part of you touching any part of me, because you are extremely warm. Like, you're warm anyway, but especially tonight, you're fucking... I can feel the heat radiating off of you, so please just keep the distance. What? No, don't worry. Oh, gross. Oh, save me. Someone save me from these clammy arms of death. Yes, you are clammy, please. Okay. No, that's enough. You are sweating a little bit. That's okay, I'm clammy too. Oh god, it's fucking hot, dude. Of course the fan had to break the hottest night of the year. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything at all to you. It's fine. It's totally normal behavior to stuff a bunch of papers in a fan. I don't know why I would think that's weird. Oh god. You know, you could have just torn them up manually. Was it that bad? You were in that fit of a passion that you just had to... Yeah. Was it her? Like, yeah, okay, yeah. No, I assumed it was her letters, but, you know. If that's the case, I completely understand and empathize, because you know, I have been a witness of her antics when you guys were together, and that reaction is totally warranted. Yeah.
Wait, I'm gonna face you. Oh yeah, don't mind me just starfishing on your bed right now. You have a nice size bed, and I'm just taking advantage of it. What did I think of your ex? Do you want the honest answer or the polite answer? Because they're very different. Yeah, I mean, I did try to, you know, be cordial and everything when you guys were dating, but, I guess I didn't really hit it that well, huh? I'm sorry, I mean, it wasn't super obvious, right? Like, no, she brought it up a few times. Yikes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to start any fights in your guys' relationship or anything. It's just, I don't know, she was so, I don't know, like, you're a really sweet person, right? And it just felt like she didn't really care and just kind of used you whenever she needed you and ignored you when you needed her, and I didn't like it. Like, you deserve to have someone who's there for you, and also, I feel like she would, like, put you down a lot, and I mean, like, yeah, I mean, like, I bully you all the time, but that's different, you know, it's out of love, and no, totally, no, it's totally different, but no, but seriously, like, I don't know, she was just not nice, and I did not like that. I didn't like that you were so, like, committed to her, and she just, like, didn't care. I just don't think we got along, and I don't know, maybe part of it was because she was kind of a shitty person, or maybe part of it was just, like, our personalities, but yeah, now you know. Well, I didn't want to say anything while you guys were dating, because I feel like, I don't know, that would be kind of rude to give unsolicited, I don't know, opinions about your relationship, but you saw the light on your own. You ended up breaking up, which, you know, how has it been? Yeah, much better. I'm glad. Yeah. You do. You deserve better. And I know there's, like, better out there. Like, you have no problems. Because you're great. Oh my god. I'm, like, being too nice to you. I need to punch you or something. No, stop. I'm gonna leave. Okay. No, you're right. I'm not. My room's too hot. Oh, she dead? Like, I mean, I just assumed it was about me not liking her or her not liking me, but I didn't know there was some more, like, what? Oh, what did you think when she said that I liked you? I mean, like, that's why did she, why would she say that? Like, the way I acted around you? I looked at you. No, okay. I mean, we've been friends for quite a while, I feel like. I mean, not the long, I know we're not like fucking lifetime friends, but like, I know you're my roommate, but I also consider you a friend, you know? So I don't, I mean, yeah. But yeah, so what'd you say when she said that? Alright. What do you mean, no way in hell? I mean... You didn't say that to her. You did not say that I was out of your league. No, that would have been really bad, because... you're saying she's in your... That's... Yeah, good. No, I'm glad you didn't say that. You do really think that? You... you really think that I'm, like, out of your league or something? Oh my god, I didn't know you thought that. No. No, you didn't. Stop it. No, you didn't. You... you had a crush on me when we first met? Yeah, like, obviously when we first started living together. You... you had feelings. But you thought I was way too out of your league. I mean, yeah, we were both single at the time, so you never made, like, a move or anything? Well, yeah, that would have been really weird. You know, we are roommates, and that's super fucking messy, but I never even got any type of hint from you that you would have felt that way. I... You thought I wanted to be just friends. I was not standoffish. What do you mean? When we first met? I mean, I guess, but I was a little, I guess, reserved around you in the beginning, but it's just... it's just, you won't believe it if I tell you, but... No, I'm not gonna tell you. Mm-mm. Oh no, just like seeing you in suspense. Okay, fine. Since you're letting me sleep in your room, but... I feel like if I was, I don't know, weird in the beginning, it was... because I had feelings for you too. Yeah, in the beginning, like, I don't know, I think didn't do anything for the same reason as you, because, you know, we were roommates and it was going to be messy, and also, like, I don't know, I didn't really know you that well, I didn't know what your situation was, like, if you were in a relationship, if you even liked girls, like, I didn't know, so, and then when we got to know each other, that's when you met her, so, just kind of nothing ever happened, and I mean, I guess that's a good thing, right, because look at us now, maybe we wouldn't be such good friends if something had happened, and, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe we would have been something even better, but I don't know. Why do you wish something would have happened? No, I don't know. I didn't really think about it. No, that's a lie. I definitely thought about it. Oh, I think the heat's getting to my head. You know what? Fuck it. Like, I did. After you kind of broke up with her. But, like, it's... You know, it was really... It was too soon, and I thought you were going through a lot, you know, with the breakup and everything. Even though, you know, she was pretty shitty, but, you know, breakup's a breakup, and... I don't know, it... Huh? Yeah, I know you guys broke up recently. Well, I didn't say that. I didn't say I still had feelings. Okay, I guess I implied that on accident. Fuck. Yep, I did. I had feelings for you the entire time. I still do. But I really value having you in my life, and I don't want to make this all messy and, you know, end up like you guys did. No, that's okay. It's okay. Come here. So, is that yeah? You like me too? Okay. Oh my god. No. Where's the blanket that I kicked off? I need it. No, don't look at me. Fuck, I'm like overheating even more. So you like me too? You do? Okay, that's cool. Very interesting information. How long? Since that first day? Oh, God. Yeah, me too. I mean, you already know that. Wow, I did not foresee this happening tonight. Yeah, you're really fucking cute. No, you. No, the hand. The rules about touching stays. You're still way too warm. And clammy. Yes. Kissing's okay. Okay, I need to, like, I need to think straight because I don't know. I don't know what to think. Yeah, of course I fucking like you. I fucking love you, dude. We were friends for so long, and you're, even if I didn't feel that kind of way about you, you're an amazing person. How could I not like you? Oh yeah, no, I'm definitely not going back to my room now.